So, it is the second day of February, Groundhog Day, shadows and winter and all of that. With your permission, we'll skip the visit with Punxsutawney Phil. Instead, we'll launch you into a perusal of regional arts events with the help of the Foo Fighters. So let's honor the stars of February, the people putting their art in front of the public, either on stage or in galleries. This is our first Friday Arts segment. It is all listener content. You can listen for news of arts events near you, and you can call and tell us about an arts event coming to your town in February. Call 800-838-3760, and we'll move through the list if the phone's busy, which it would be at this moment. Try again in about 3 minutes. So let's get started. Ed White starts us off with the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band. Yeah, hi, Ed.
Hi, Jeff, and thanks again for First Friday. It's a wonderful service you all provide.
We're glad to do it.
If your listeners have enjoyed the Ashland City Band concerts on summer nights in Lithia Park, they might want to come to hear the Rogue Valley Symphonic Band. It's a 50-piece concert band, and most of our members come from the Ashland City Band. Our next concert is Sunday, February 25th at 3 p.m., in the recital hall in the music building of Southern Oregon University in Ashland. The theme of the concert is snowbirds. People getting away from the winter cold, such as what we have.
Such as we have, yes.
And heading south for warmer climates. As a joke, we open the concert with In the Bleak Midwinter by Gustav Holst. And then we head south for warmer Latin climates. We play Caribbean Fantasy by James Barnes. From the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, we play highlights from Dead Man's Chest. A few more pieces. We've got Oblivion, which is a lovely alto sax solo from Argentina's great composer Astor Piazzolla. Gypsy Dance from Carmen, Bizet's most famous opera set in southern Spain. We do play a march. Of course, every band concert needs a march, but this one isn't by Sousa. It's a Spanish march. El Relicario by Jose Padilla. Finally, there's a Danzón, which is a Cuban dance. This one is by Leonard Bernstein from his ballet Fancy Free. And by the way, 2018 is the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth. So
oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Probably everywhere we're going to be getting a lot of Leonard Bernstein, and we have to look forward to.
No doubt. Okay, so Rogue Valley Symphonic Band, Sunday, February 25th at 3 at the Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University.
That's it.
Sounds like fun, Ed. Thanks for joining us once again.
You bet.
All right, this is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and we now have a phone line open at 800-838-3760 as we turn to Livia. Janice, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeffrey. I've got three quick ones for you. Number one, Singing in the Rain, Randall Theater's production at the Calvary Church on 5th Street in Jacksonville, runs two more weekends. Tickets are available at the door or at randalltheater.com.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, I'm doing a Patsy Cline fundraiser for the UCC Church in Ashland. Tickets are $20, available at the door, and that's at 8 o'clock. And then next weekend and the weekend after that, the 9th, 10th, 16th, and 17th at 8 o'clock, and the 11th and 18th at 2 o'clock, I'm bringing back Sue Carney singing a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald, backed by a wonderful jazz combo. So that's a lot, but there's tickets available at the door for that or at Grocery Outlet or Paddington Station or on my website, which is LiviaJaniceProductions.org.
You're almost competing with yourself, it seems like.
I think I am.
So Singing in the Rain, two more weekends at the Randall Theater. Patsy Cline is which weekend?
Tomorrow night, Saturday night, and it's a fundraiser for the Good Samaritan section of the church, the wonderful stuff that they do to help people with food and rent and heat. And then tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. And then both weekends of Ella Fitzgerald are at the Bellevue Grange, and tickets are at Paddington, Grocery Outlet, and online at LiviaJaniceProductions.org.
Three events in one phone call. You're a marvel of efficiency.
Thank you.
Thank you, Livia. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange, and there's now another phone line open at 800-838-3760. We move now to Valerie at the Oregon Cabaret Theater in Ashland. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm calling you from sunny California. I'm on contract here in Sonora, so it's like 77 degrees here. You guys are cold there?
Well, it's not going to be bad that warm today, but go ahead.
So we have a lot happening at the Cabaret. This is the opening of our season. Next week, February 8th, we start with our big opening show, Million Dollar Quartet, which features Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley, and Johnny Cash. It's based off an actual event that happened on December 4th, 1956 at Sun Records. They all met at Sam Phillips Studio and had an historic jam session. So it features songs like Blue Suede Shoes and Folsom Prison Blues, Hound Dog, Great Balls of Fire. So it's going to be a very, very exciting, very rocking show. The cast I brought in for this is incredible. They've all done the show multiple times, and Jerry Lee Lewis himself actually endorses on this young man's website, our Jerry Lee Lewis.
Wow.
Playing himself, which is super cool. Yeah, so that opens February 8th and runs all the way through April 15th.
Wow.
So you've got time to see it, but we've already sold out for the opening weekend, so get your tickets soon. We do have tickets available for our February 14th Valentine's Day event, which is at the Cabaret. You can come see the show and have champagne and dessert. And so call the box office for tickets if you want to have a romantic night with Million Dollar Quartet. Mm-hmm. We also have part of our One Night Only series. Randy Nugent is coming on February the 21st, and he's playing the music of Pete Seeger. So, you know, Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Sure.
And all sorts of those. I do believe he's almost sold out. But we also have Jeff Kay and Overtones coming on February 28th for our One Night Only series. And they're a wonderful band as well. So we have a lot going on
at the
Cabaret.
You do.
Yeah, you can go to our... We do. Yeah, you can go to our website at OregonCabaret.com for tickets.
Okay, Million Dollar Quartet, Randy Nugent, Jeff Kay, all kinds of stuff going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater.
Yeah.
All right, well, glad you joined us, even from afar.
Yes, thanks. I'll be happy to be home next week.
Okay, thanks, Valerie. That's Valerie from the Oregon
thanks,
Cabaret
Jeffrey.
Theater. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open at 800-838-3760 as we move on to Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Arts. Hi, Hyla.
Hi, Jeffrey. Nice to talk to you.
Same here. What's going on?
So what's going on is this First Friday, we are premiering or previewing all of the auction items for our Black, White, and the Blues event, which is February 17th. So what we do is we ask artists to donate their art, and we put it in a live auction, and then we have other pieces and packages like restaurant packages, golf packages, etc., in the silent auction. The art is incredible. I mean, I couldn't believe what people brought in. There'll be 36 pieces in the live auction. And it's a big party. It's like a premier event for Grants Pass. It's our 31st year. This year we've moved to the fairgrounds in the Floral Building, and Jess Webb is creating a magical place with pipes and drapes and lighting and stuff. Ciro does the music or the sound. Our big musicians, Karen Lovely, is coming with Ben Rice, because obviously the blues, and they're the best. Phil Newton and David Pinsky will play during dinner. Dinner is provided by Random Foods, and there'll be courtesy wine on the tables. Tickets are $75, or you can buy a table for eight for $5.25, which is a savings of one seat. You can buy the tickets online at gpmuseum.com, or you can call us at 541-479-3290. And I also want to bring up that Carla Griffin is our feature artist for Gallery One. We're upstairs in the museum in between 4th and 5th on G Street. The gallery that we own is all local artists, and so each month we change to a featured artist. This month we have four brand new artists on the wall, which is really exciting, and Carla Griffin is going to be demonstrating her pastels. So it's going to be fabulous.
All kinds of stuff. So it is .com, not .org for GP
no,
Museum?
No, it's .com.
Okay.
Right.
And what was the question? Oh, when is the date again?
February 17th. The doors open at 5. And dinner starts at 6, and the auction starts at 7, and the music starts at 9. So It's just fabulous. And I have to tell you, for those of you who haven't been to Grants Pass recently, because of the restaurant package we're putting in the silent auction, there are 57 sit-down fabulous restaurants within just a couple blocks of the museum.
Wow, bravo Grants Pass.
I know, it's amazing.
All right. Thanks for that, Hyla. Good to hear from you again at the Grants Pass Museum of Arts.
Thank you.
You take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open now at 800-838-3760 to talk about arts events coming to your town in the weeks ahead. We move on now to Kristen at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I have a wonderful thing to announce. It's our 5th of 6 Masterworks concerts this season in the Symphony's 50th anniversary season. And music director Martin Micoute has promised the most colorful orchestra concert of the season. So that means we have a world premiere of a piece commissioned by us by composer Jonathan Leshnoff, called Rogue Sparks, and apparently the word rogue really ignited his imagination, so it should be a wonderful piece. We have a terrific piano soloist, Gabriela Martinez. She is a real rising star in the classical world. She will be playing Manuel de Falla's Nights in the Gardens of Spain, which is a very pictorial, beautiful work. And then the orchestra will wrap up with Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, which itself is an extremely colorful, very virtuosic piece for the orchestra.
And we actually have plucked a little bit of the Rachmaninoff Symphonic Dances. This is from the third movement from RV Symphony. The thing with Rachmaninoff is you hear his work and you think, boy, that sounds familiar. It's because so much of his work has been co-opted for popular music as well, but it's because he's got really rich melodies and great tunes to listen to.
Exactly. This piece is so lush and wonderful, and I think that Martin called it playful with a demonic streak. So have to see how that translates into music.
Truly. And what are the dates of the Masterworks concerts, Kristen?
So we are on February 16th, Friday evening in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall, 7:30. February 17th, Saturday evening in Medford at the Criterion Theater at 7:30. And on February 18th, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., Grants Pass at the Performing Arts Center there. And people can reach us on our website at rvsymphony.org for tickets or call the box office, 541-708-6400.
All right, the Rogue Valley Symphony playing in the standard Rogue Valley Circuit, Ashland, Medford, Grants Pass in one weekend, February 16, 17, 18. Kristen, always good to hear from the Symphony.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Join the list at 800-838-3760. Boost an arts event coming to your town. We move now on to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Jeffrey. It seems like only last week it was First Friday again.
Right.
Okay. Well, some places are still available for Expressing Your Purpose, which is a painting and writing workshop at Liberty Arts Gallery in Wairika. And that'll be from February the 19th through the 23rd, Monday through Friday. And once again, we're hosting master artist Eloise Larson to teach this five-day contemplative workshop. And it explores the expression that comes directly from our everyday lives. She will guide you through a focused and meditative process, manifesting in paintings, drawings, and poetry. And it'll show one how the work is directly connected to your life by focusing the mind and heart in these two processes. Larson is known for her paintings and writings that express her personal experience, and she enables her students to realize their individuality as they make art. You can find out more about her at www.eloiselarson.com. That's Eloiselarson.
All right, so painting and the spoken or written word, rather.
Yes, she combines the two. I took it last year. It was terrific fun. And things come out of you just don't expect. It's terrific. There's no experience is necessary, but any experience is welcome. And Larson will provide all the necessary materials, but you can bring your own brushes. And participants may wish to show their work at a public reception on Friday, February the 23rd from 5 to 7 in the Liberty Arts Gallery. For more information and information about the workshop and fees, you can go to www.libertyartswairika.org. And to register, you can call Liberty Arts Gallery at 530-842-0222.
And the web address, again, is libertyartswairika.org?
Yes, that's the web address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that'll help. Great, thanks.
And the address is 108 West Minor, Wairika. Oh,
that's an important one if people want to find you. Yes, 108 West Minor Street. Okay, great. Good to hear from you once again, Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
All right, this is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open, 800-838-3760. We move on to Jared at Crater High School, one of the Crater High Schools. I know you're like three different high schools now, but go ahead, Jared.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey. I actually am not at any of those high schools, but I am calling on behalf of them. I'm another caller from California, but I'm calling about Crater's upcoming show, Tag Me in Crime Town. It's an original musical that I had the honor of writing for them. I graduated from Crater back in 99, and this is the fourth show that I've worked with Matthew Reynolds, the head of the drama program. I've worked with him on that. He commissioned me to write a show for the students. They wanted to do something with superheroes and social media, and so we created this really fun comic book inspired pop musical, and the show's going to be happening February 15th through the 24th. The show's run on the, well, sort of extended weekends, I guess. So it's February 15th through 17th, and then the 22nd through the 24th at 7 p.m. with matinees on the 17th and 24th at 1:30 p.m. And it's going to be $7 for seniors and students, $10 general admission. Mm-hmm. And that's over at the Performing Arts Center in the Crater on 3rd Street.
And a family show, I'm guessing, because it is done by high school students?
Right, exactly. Okay, yeah, it's an all-ages show. It's the music is very much like in a kind of contemporary pop style. It's got superheroes, and yeah, it's definitely aimed for all ages.
Tag me in Crimetown. That sounds fun. February 15th through 17th and 22nd through 24th?
You got it. Yeah, there's like over 50 Crater students on the cast and crew. It's a multimedia show. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. Sounds great. Tag me in Crimetown at Crater Drama. Thanks so much for joining us, Jared. Good to hear from the actual playwright.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Jeffrey. Thanks.
Take care. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll move on now to Mike at the Brit Festival in Jacksonville. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing okay. What's coming up?
Hey, we've got a couple of things happening this month. First, I want to point out our Valentine Gala, which is benefiting the Brit Orchestra. That's with Teddy Abrams and Brittany Simpson. I really want to put the heat on this one because it happens February 14th. It's a Valentine's Day event. But the RSVP date, final date, is this coming Monday. So if you want to participate and you want to come have a really great romantic evening with your special loved one, now's the time to get signed up. That, and I also noticed that the platinum seats are almost all sold out, too.
Okay.
So Brittany Simpson is just a really wonderful vocalist. She's been with OSF for several years, and we're really happy to have her.
Okay. So, and that's that is actually on Valentine's Day itself, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sounds good. So, but people need to RSVP by Monday is the point.
Exactly. So you can order tickets online at britfest.org, or you can call into the box office as well, and they can set you up.
Now, I know the classical season has been announced, and we have Teddy Abrams coming up within the next 2 weeks here in the studio. Now, what about the rest of the season for Brit?
Well, that's the next thing on our list. Just 2 days later, on February 16th, we're going to be doing our first of three waves of season announcements. So we'll be starting to announce shows this month. Pay attention on that Friday morning, 9 a.m. We'll be putting the word out, or we're getting it out in every way we can. And we'll be announcing a few shows, not a big handful. But I'm really happy with the lineup that we're working on so far.
Okay. So
and on top of that, this is a secret for all you Jefferson Exchange listeners. Looks like we're going to be announcing something early on Monday morning. Pay attention around 10 a.m. and see what happens.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip here for the Jefferson Exchange only. Thanks for that, Mike. Britfest.org,
sure.
Is that right?
Yes, britfest.org, or our box office is 541-773-6077.
Okay, Brit Festivals, Mike, good to hear from you as always. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll move on to Dan of the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey.
How are you?
I'm good for February.
Right. What's coming up?
Well, we're actually opening up next week with a first musical, or a first Western on the Camelot stage. It is the Broadway drama of The Man That Shot Liberty Valance.
Let me underscore that with a little music we snagged from the 1962 song.
Sure.
So this is Camelot.
It is.
The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
Now, I want to point out, this is not a musical, the actual show. That's from Gene Pitney's 1962 song for the John Wayne
Correct.
Movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll be playing that overhead, though, before the show starts in the lobby. But, no, it is not a musical. It's actually a really good Western drama that is the adaptation of the movie from the 60s with Jimmy Stewart and John Wayne.
All right. Sounds like fun. Opening when?
It is opening on the 7th of February and runs for 3 weeks through the 25th. And stars on this one are Alex Boyles, Courtney Crawford, and we're introducing Bruno Marco Tulli. So it's a really fun cast, and it's going to be a great show.
All right, February 7th opens The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance at Camelot Theater and Talent. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
All right, First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. We go to Michelle at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, what's coming up?
Oh, lots of great things. We have Breakfast at Tiffany's, the 1961 film, on Sunday, February 11th. It'll be a little Valentine's thing. We have free flowers for the ladies, you know, some entertainment in the lobby beforehand. So we hope everyone will come out for that. Then we have Don McLean on March 10th. Everybody knows American Pie,
wow.
So I hope everyone will come out and see that.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Miller Orchestra, March 16th. And then we are well into rehearsals for Oliver. Our production runs from April 19th through the 29th.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Weird Al on May 22nd.
Wow, big season coming up, but even just in February, you've got Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's the fun one, it sounds like.
Definitely, definitely. And we, of course, are well into booking season, and we will be, you know, hopefully announcing some great shows for next season coming up soon.
Okay, look forward to it. Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. What is the web address?
It is cascadetheater.org, and for tickets, people can call the box office at 530-243-8877.
All right. Thank you for that, Michelle. Good to hear from the Cascade Theater. Valerie at Rogue World Music, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hi. Thank you so much. I want to let folks know about an exciting collaboration between our adult choir, Rogue World Ensemble, and Ballet Folklorico Ritmo Allegri, which is a dance and cultural organization based in Medford. We've joined forces for a whole series of events this weekend and next week. We have two concerts coming up this weekend. Everything features music from the southern U.S., the Caribbean, Mexico, South America, and we call it Southbound. Good time to think about warming up, and we're getting going to get warm through music and dance. So our first concert is tonight, actually, Friday, at Crater Performing Arts Center in Central Point. That starts at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the next concert is Sunday, February 4th.
Valerie, hold on a second.
So
hold the line, please, because I need to take a break here. It's fixed. We have to take it. But hold the line. I will come back, and I'll take these final two calls for First Friday Arts. Just stay tuned. So let's go back to Valerie with Rogue World Music. You were saying the first concert is tonight at Crater Performing Arts Center?
That's right. Tonight at Crater Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m.
Okay.
The next concert is Sunday, 4 p.m. at SOU Music Hall. So it's an alternative to the Super Bowl. Then on Tuesday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m., we're hosting a community sing at the Bellevue Grange where folks can actually come and learn some of the songs that we will have performed in the concert, some of the fun music from Southern lands. And then our final event in the series is Saturday, February 10th, 7 p.m. at Pascal Winery. We're hosting a community folk dance with the band Chubrita from Arcata. They're delightful, and we're going to learn a couple of Mexican folk dances as well as a wide variety of international folk dance. So all these series we're putting together in the spirit of convivencia, convivial sharing, and a joining together of our two communities.
Convivencia, that's a lovely term. Okay. So thanks for joining us to let us know about the events coming up at Rogue World Music. Is there a website people can go to get the events all in front of them?
That's right. RogueWorldMusic.org. Tickets are available online right there through the website. Also at the Music Coop in Ashland, La Placita in Medford, and at the Door.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us, Valerie. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Final call in this First Friday Art segment goes to Madeline. It looks like in Ashland. I'm not sure where, actually. Go ahead. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. Thank you. I have an independent production company called Mad Monster Productions. Mm-hmm. And we are putting on our second annual V-Day benefit performance of the Vagina Monologues, written by Eve Ensler, We did it last year, directed by myself and Melissa Allen. And all proceeds of our show go to benefit the Women's Crisis Support Team. It's entirely a benefit performance. And last year we did it at the Hall, which will have a special performance at the Hall this year, but one night only on Saturday, February 17th in the evening at 7 p.m. And those tickets are at the door only. But because of our success of the show last year, we had to turn people away at all of our performances. So we have a larger venue and more performances at the Wild River Public House. And so we actually open on Friday, February 16th at 7 p.m. at the pub in their banquet room on the side there. And we'll have two more performances on Saturday the 17th at 1 p.m. and Sunday, February 18th at 1 p.m. All of the shows at the Hall, the doors, all of the shows at the pub, the doors will open an hour ahead of time, and those tickets are being pre-sold. So tickets are on sale now, and you'll be sure to know you have a seat if you buy your ticket ahead of time. And those tickets are available by calling 541-441-7581 or by going into the Wild River Pub itself and purchasing a ticket there. The general admission tickets are $10, and there are a limited number of reserved seating seats for each performance at the pub, and those are $20 seats.
Okay. And which town now?
Oh, this is in Grants Pass, Oregon, okay. At the Wild River Public House on February 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for joining us, Madeline. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So our cup truly ran over in the First Friday Arts segment. 12 different calls about events coming up in the region. We'll post those all on the website, too, once today's program is over.